Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your daily dose of Stoic Calm. Ever feel like you're caught in a food frenzy? You know that feeling when cravings hit and suddenly your willpower melts faster than ice cream on a summer day? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from the emotional rollercoaster of eating and cultivate a peaceful, balanced relationship with food? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindful eating. It's not about deprivation or counting calories, it's about listening to your body, savoring each bite, and rediscovering the joy of nourishing yourself. Because let's face it, food is more than just fuel, it's an experience, a connection to culture, and a source of comfort. But when we lose touch with that mindful connection, things can get a little messy. So, how do we regain that control? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate a healthier relationship with food. 1. Slow down. Imagine eating like you're a fancy restaurant, savoring each bite, appreciating the flavors and textures. That's the essence of mindful eating. Put down your phone, turn off the TV, and focus on the present moment. Pay attention to the aroma, the color, the first bite, and how it feels in your mouth. 2. Listen to your body. This is key. Are you truly hungry or just bored? Stressed? Learning to differentiate between physical hunger cues and emotional cravings is crucial. Before you grab that bag of chips, ask yourself, am I genuinely hungry or am I reaching for comfort? Tuning into your body signals helps you make conscious food choices that nourish both your body and mind. 3. Appreciate the experience. Mindful eating isn't just about what you eat, it's about appreciating the entire experience. Take a moment to thank the farmers, the chefs, and everyone involved in bringing that meal to your table. This shift in perspective can transform your relationship with food from something purely utilitarian to something truly meaningful. 4. Don't label foods as good or bad. This is where things get tricky. We often create these rigid categories, healthy versus unhealthy, which can lead to guilt and shame around certain foods. Instead, focus on balance and moderation. All foods can fit into a healthy diet if enjoyed in moderation. 5. Practice self-compassion. Let's be real, we all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over an occasional indulgence. Instead, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She used to struggle with emotional eating, turning to comfort food whenever she felt stressed or overwhelmed. One day, she decided to try mindful eating. She started by paying attention to her hunger cues, slowing down while she ate, and appreciating the flavors of her meals. Slowly but surely, she began to develop a healthier relationship with food. She no longer craved it for comfort. Instead, she savored it as a source of nourishment and pleasure. See, mindful eating isn't just about what you put on your plate, it's about cultivating a deeper awareness and appreciation for the entire experience. It's about listening to your body, honoring your hunger cues, and finding joy in nourishing yourself. And remember, folks, Rome wasn't built in a day. This is a journey, not a race. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those mindful eating habits. You got this. So, my challenge to you today is simple. Take one small step towards mindful eating. Whether it's slowing down while you eat, savoring each bite, or paying attention to your hunger cues, choose one thing and commit to it for the next day. Share your experience with me on social media using #StoicCalmMindfulEating. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Until tomorrow, remember, cultivate calm amidst the chaos. You're stronger than you think, and you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.